Another factor is identification. People's languages are a part of who they are, of their sense of nation, community, and individual. And so are their dialects. American English probably wouldn't be as distinctive as it is today if the colonies had never declared their independence from England. Political independence and cultural independence very often foster linguistic independence. And there are some ways in which Americans purposefully made American English more different from British English. Spelling differences like C-E-N-T-E-R versus C-E-N-T-R-E were purposeful, and so was the invention of American words like belittle and bifocal. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. And then there's the matter of diversification. When a nation like the U.S. becomes secure in its identity, we can move past our focus on presenting a united front. We can begin to pay more attention to our internal diversity. America has always been a country of diverse peoples, languages, and language varieties. But it's only been in comparatively recent decades that American dialect differences have come to symbolize important intranational cultural differences. So, while a dialect like Southern English started out as a regional way of speaking, it's now associated with a positive sense of Southern cultural identity, and it embodies values like friendliness and being down to earth. Similarly, residents of cities like New York, Pittsburgh, Chicago, and Portland are proud of where they're from, and their different ways of speaking become something to be proud of too, and even to highlight. And the same thing goes for America's myriad ethnic cultures and ethnicity-based dialects. African American English, Cajun English, Jewish English, Native American Englishes, Latino Englishes, Asian Englishes, and the list goes on. And finally, in thinking about the future of dialect differentiation, we need to think about the forces of globalization. English is a world language, and as its reach just keeps on spreading, it remains to be seen what's going to happen to English as it's used by more people of more diverse mother tongues in increasingly far-flung locations. And what's going to happen as it's used across various media, radio, television, the internet, and of course, social media. Will English continue to diversify as it spreads, like American English, Australian English, New Zealand English, South African English, and Canadian English? Or will it all fall together into a single homogeneous type of English, some sort of international English or global English? We'll explore these and many other issues in upcoming lectures. For now, I'll have to leave you with a rather dated metaphor from the pre-internet media age. Stay tuned.